این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
I would like to remind the honorable pilgrims that throughout the journey of Mecca and Medina, they should not be lax in familiarizing with the Holy Quran, this divine scripture and book of guidance. It is because whatever the Muslim have had so far and will have in the future comes from the blessings of this sacred scripture. By the same token, I request all the distinguished ulama, the children of the Quran, and the eminent scholars not to be negligent of this sacred book, which is the exposition of all things, and which shines forth from the station of divine union to the heart of the first light and the manifestation of the perfect union.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. You're listening to Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. Well, in this program, what we do is to read some of the valuable speeches and words of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh and explain about their interpretations. We hope that in that way, we as lovers of this great character would come to a deeper understanding of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh and his thoughts and ideologies. Well, there is a speech from Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh about the religion of Islam, in which he says that Islam has come for mankind, not for Muslims or Iranians only. The prophets are assigned to men, and so was the prophet of Islam. Well, this sentence is a good answer to one of the most controversial topics of today's world. You know that recently there has been a great debate that every religion should be followed in its original geographical place, and there is no need for other people or lands or languages to follow that religion. There are some groups of people who claim that Islam belongs to Arab countries because of the language of Quran is in Arabic, and unfortunately such a view comes from the racial and dogmatic thoughts. And that is why Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh emphasized on the globality of Islam with no trace of dogmatism. He, as a non-Arab Muslim, encourages every person in the world to accept Islam, and no matter what their language or nationality be. And this way of looking at a religion is quite noble and praiseworthy. His statement is in line with the Quranic verse, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده ليكون للعالمين نذيرا. Blessed is he who sent down the criterion to his servant, that he may be a warner to all the nations. Surah Al-Furqan, verse number 1. Well, in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to the universality of Islam to be followed by the whole world. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh is referring to the mission of the prophets of any religion, and that mission is to inform people about God, heaven, and hell. Well, that is what we talked about in this episode. We talked about the globality of Islam from Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi's point of view. Let's recite his sentence about the subject of religion of Islam. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said that Islam has come for mankind, not for Muslims or Iranians only. The prophets are assigned to man, and so was the prophet of Islam.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day.